Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1217, Lifestyle Design, Building Your Healthier Future, by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, Merry Christmas Eve if you celebrate, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, and always with my commentary at the end. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, today's post actually continues this theme that we've developed over the course of this week, the importance of dedication. So on the eve of my favorite holiday of the year, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to it and start optimizing your life. Lifestyle Design, Building Your Healthier Future, by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. Quote, "Every system is perfect, designed to get the result it gets." W. Edwards Deming. In business, we build processes to produce repeatable results. In sports, we practice so that on game day, we have a better chance of getting it right. Why is it then, with our personal lives, specifically our health, that we just take it as it is? We are so talented at our careers for good reason. We give them an extreme amount of focus and attention. We learn skills, ask questions, surround ourselves with smart, capable peers and leaders, set goals, and spend time developing our acumen to be successful for anything we might encounter. Rarely do we spend an adequate amount of time on our health, however. We settle for and contractually agree to long hours spent sitting at a desk and little flexibility to get up and move about the cabin, so to speak, amongst other rules and regulations set by people we owe time to. We might exercise occasionally, but we often don't look at the full system. Before the non-millennial listeners roll their eyes at us for potentially suggesting we shouldn't spend time working or making any sacrifices, I want to squash the idea that we're somehow advocating you up and leave your secure job for a life of wanderlust on the road without responsibility. The purpose of this hasn't been, nor will it ever be, to tell you how to live, but simply to present alternative points of view, strategies, and frameworks to make your life work for you. We don't care if you're a banker, entrepreneur, athlete, mom, dad, grandma, consultant, or photographer. Just that whatever it is you do to your highest potential, and you use those gifts to help others. Regardless of your career choice, the opening quote we shared highlights a very important point. Your life is set up to be exactly what it is right now. The things you're doing right now are reinforcing your personality, your work ethic, friends, income, happiness levels, savings account balances, work flexibility, and so on. You are agreeing to all of it. Even when tragedy or hardship strikes, your reaction is yours and yours alone. Sure, putting your money where your mouth is a lot harder when things go wrong. But what choice do we have other than to press on? We're not in the business of giving up or accepting things the way they are just because. It is what it is, because you decide it is. The idea of lifestyle design, especially when it pertains to health, is really important. There are two elements of standard design that apply perfectly here. One, color. Our health craves variety. Our minds love novelty. Whether that be in the gym, in your relationships, or simply in the way you allow yourself to play, your body and mind like to explore new things. Adding color to your life is a way of saying add variety. New challenge, new places, new people, new foods, they all add to the overall picture of better health. It also symbolizes the freedom of expression. Movement is organic. Only when we label something as CrossFit or yoga or bodybuilding or the like do we draw lines around it. Your heart doesn't care what makes it pump, just that it pumps. Of course, when we want to get better at a skill, we must practice and dedicate time to learning. But don't forget that growth is done on a progressive plan, not by chance. Question: where can you introduce more color into your health? 2. Space. When I want to start a new task, the fastest way for me to begin is to start by clearing away clutter. This includes both my mental headspace as well as my physical space, especially my desk. Question: how often do you consider your physical space? My favorite places to work are on an airplane, in a hotel room, or in an empty coffee shop. These spaces are usually minimalist, lack distraction, and have some kind of ambient noise. These elements help me maintain focus over time. Question: how often do you consider space in your schedule? The answer to this question for most of you is probably a lot more often, like every minute of every day. Obviously, we know how busy we are. We wear it like a badge of honor. This is an inefficient strategy for designing your life. Without free space and dedicated space for non-career-driven activities, we lose our ability to grow on a personal level. When is the last time you entered free time as a placeholder in your Google Calendar? It's actually an extremely liberating feeling to put time in your calendar to do nothing. You can simply pick what you feel like. To the person listening that really doesn't have any free time at all, you do. You just have other priorities. Consider rebalancing these priorities. Can you pay to offload some of them? Can you work towards creating space in your schedule that is dedicated to you and your goals or happiness? Can you trade time elsewhere in order to make time for you? I'm looking at you, people with kids. Things like morning and evening routines fit into this category of space. They are dedicated blocks of time to move the needle on a personal level. Add healthy habits to these stacking periods. If something isn't working, change it. Your first draft of any design is never perfect. Neither is any draft, really. At some point, we're just happy with the results we're getting. Spend a day this week or this weekend designing your ideal day. Let's call it the best day ever. If that seems overwhelming, start with your morning. Where can you add color? Where can you add space? The first step is designing the lifestyle you want to live. The second step is touching the brush to the canvas. You just listened to the post titled Lifestyle Design: Building Your Healthier Future by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Just the other day, I was sitting and staring at my computer. I had a long list of tasks I needed to accomplish, but couldn't get my mind and body to move. I just kept staring at the blank Word document on my laptop. I finally realized that I needed a self-care break. And in fact, to use today's author's term, in that moment, I needed to add some space. So I created space between me and my to-do list and went for a walk. I let my mind wander. At first, when I started walking, I was hyper-focused on the long to-do list I just left behind. But soon, my thoughts shifted. I forgot all about my list. My thoughts bounced around from what I was going to eat for dinner to whether I was going to participate in some online group trivia games with friends this weekend. By the time I came back home, my mind had cleared. I was in a better mood. Physical activity tends to do that. And I was more focused. Now, I wasn't able to accomplish everything on my to-do list, but I was able to check off two fairly large tasks from my list. And based on how things were before my walk, this was a huge accomplishment. If I didn't create some space between me and my work, I'm not sure I would have gotten anything done. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, a very Merry Christmas Eve if you celebrate, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and Christmas Day, where your optimal life awaits.